So the question really is in terms of women going ahead and having a zimun, right? Having a zimun. So we have to look at the whole sugya. However, before we even speak about women in the zimun, we have to appreciate what zimun is. Okay? I think yeah, we all are mocked at the bench of a zimun. We're all mocked at, I assume, when there's a man, because there's three men. The question is, do we appreciate what the zimun really is? Do we appreciate what it is?
This is an invitation. That's
an invitation. But what the zimun is that really what the whole group is benching together. That's what it is, okay? And as a matter of fact, according to Yerushalmi, the halacha is, even though there's a halacha called Shemaya Va'ona, Shemaya Ka'ona, the halacha is that when it comes to benching, a person should bench by himself. What does that mean? Let's say, for example, you and I are eating together, right? For whatever reason, I have some sores in my mouth, you know, and I don't want to, it's hard for me to talk. So, usually when it comes to a bracha, especially if we are, we're eating the same thing. I can listen to make the bracha, for sure, right? And after listening to make a bracha, you can go ahead and I can answer, amen, I listen to you, I'm yotze, alright? When it comes to benching, the same thing should apply. I mean, Yishalmi says, no, you shouldn't do that. There are a few things like that. Why? Because since it says, v'chalta v'savata uveirachta, what does uveirachta mean? What's uveirachta?
You personally
bench. That's to Yishalmi. And by the way, it applies to other things also. For example, Shemoneh Esrei. When it comes to Shemoneh Esrei, the same halacha applies. Now, for whatever reason, I don't want to daven Shemoneh Esrei, I can't be yotze by listening to somebody else. However, obviously, when there are extenuating circumstances, you know, God forbid someone is not well and he really can't talk, then it would be okay. That's the Yerushalmi.
But I always thought that
I'm going to explain, okay? However, Chazar Shashat is okay, because Chazar Shashat is not that you're being yotze with somebody else. What is Chazar Shashat? Chazar Shashat is that the whole tzibur is davening together, which is the point about zimun also. What's the point of zimun? One of the psukim the Gemara brings down for zimun is God bula Hashem iti. Let's make God great together. Ramishno yachtov. So what zimun really is zimun is that everyone's davening together. And if we have a halacha of rovam or a custom or an anhaga of rovam hadras melech, which is mentioned by Avdol and maybe by Kiddush, the real place it's personified is in Birchas Mazon v'Zimun, that there's something very special about the whole group going ahead and benching together. Now, the way Zimun should be done in its purest form, let's say we were eating bread and I was leading the Zimun in its purest form, I should say to Benchi, and everyone else should listen. Okay, that's the way to go. That's in its purest form.
No.
The Yishalmi is talking where there's no Zimun. Right? Even according to Yerushalmi, when there is a zimun, that's my point, it's not a problem. Why? Because if I'm leading a zimun, it's not like I'm being yotze you. It's like we are all benching together, okay? And I'm the one who is the voice of the tzibur. That's the point I'm making. We're benching as a group, as one unit, and there's nothing as beautiful as a unit coming together. So zimun in its purest form, Zimun is where the whole, where the one person listens to, everyone listens, one person benching and is yotze. The reason why we don't do that today, I believe this happened at the time with Achronim, was because in order for this to work, you have to concentrate. Okay? And it's very difficult for people to concentrate. And it's actually fascinating. Today, it's hard for someone to concentrate more than 15 seconds, okay? But even in the days of the Achronim, I think I saw this once, it was difficult to sit and focus the whole time and be yotze. And that's why we started this Hanhaga, where you would go ahead and wait, and everyone, you have a Zimun, but everyone benches to themselves for that reason, okay? And that's why it's important, by the way, that the person leading the Zimun should go ahead and certainly say this first bracha out loud, and those who say you should say all benching out loud, the problem is that might confuse people. But really, Zimun is purest form, is that one person is benching everybody, and that makes it very beautiful, because God will Hashem iti. And what this says, this underscores the importance. This underscores the importance of Zimun. Okay, if it's not a clarification, please wait.
No, okay, it's just the Yemenites do that.
Okay, but so the Yemenites, fine. I understand, the Yemenites do that. Let's look at the sugya. So, number one, the Mishnah, the Gemara says, Maseches Brachos, source number one, Daf Mem Hayem and Aleph, Noshim Vavodim Uktanim, Ein Mizamnim Aleyem. The halacha is that Noshim Vavodim Uktanim, You can't have a zimun. You can't have a zimnum with them. Okay, what does that mean? It means if let's say, for example, there's two men sitting down with one lady at a business lunch. You have three partners in a business, right? And one's a lady, or two are ladies, one's a man. You shouldn't go ahead and have a zimun, okay? Or with a katan. He says if you look at the Shulchan Aruch says this. Simin kuf tzadik tes sivav noshim avodim. They can have a zimun to themselves. Then he said, they have a zimun to themselves. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. You should not have a chabura of men slaves and children together. Because we're very concerned that when you have an evet, what does a zimun mean? A zimun means that we're eating together one group. And you don't want the evet avodim to feel like they are in the same group as ladies because you really can't trust them. They might act in an inappropriate manner. And he points out that even though you can have a zimun of women, that's only for three. If they are 10, they can't do a lokeinu because that's forming a minyan, and only men can form a minyan. Okay, so that is the Mishnah Berurah explains that what does it mean? In lo hayu rak shnei anoshim, if all you have are two men, a woman is not mitzarav to three. So what's the reason? So Mishnah Berurah gives the reason because a lady and a man, the chiyuv of a benching is definitely different, as we'll see in Siv Zayin, right? And he says, and two men and one lady is not on the same level as three women, right? He says, he says, and therefore also, it's not necessarily so appropriate to come together as one group. With ladies, and for that reason, men and women don't combine for a zimun. I do want to mention the Shita and Ritva. I'll come back to that later on. The Ritva actually holds that you can have a zimun of people in the family. For example, what does that mean? Even though we say two men and one lady, or two ladies and one man is not chaburah sana, it's not so nice. But let's say I'm home for a meal and I'm cheering a meal with my wife and my daughter. My daughter who's ready bas mitzvah, right? So the Ritva says, we don't paskin this way. Ritva says, you can have a zimun. Why? Because it's one thing to say that if I'm in a restaurant with a business, on a business meeting of a lady, it's not chavurah sana, it's not nice, right? But with my wife and daughter, of course it's nice. So Ritva says, yes, they can have a zimun together. We don't paskin like that, but it's important to keep in mind, as we'll see. Okay, so now let's look at the Gemaras. So he says, as a matter of fact, if you go ahead and look in source number 4, that Teres of Canaan brings down Rabbeinu Simcha, one of the Bali Tosfos, he would mitzaref his wife to a zimun. Right? He says, so he goes on and he says that you can have a lady the mitzaref for a lakenu. I'm not sure where that comes from. That's Teres and Lakenu says, but that just says he would mitzaref his wife. So let's look at the sugya. So you look at the sugya, the first sugya is Maseches Erechin Dachil Mun Aleph. There, the Gemara Maseches Erechin is asking many questions in terms of, who's included in certain mitzvos. So the Gemara quotes of Raisa, Hakol Chayavim V'Zimun. Everyone is Chayav in what? Zimun. So what does Hakol Lasuye Mai? What does Hakol come to include? Lasuye Noshim Avvarim, to include what? Women and
servants.
Titania Noshim Mizamnos La'atzmam, Vavadim Mizamnos La'atzmam. Because we learn in the Braisa that women are Mizamn to themselves and servants are Mizamn to themselves. He says, and then when it says Hakol Mistarfen Lesuya, he says that's Lasuya Katan. This has nothing to do with our sugya today. Maybe a different time. But so if you look at this Gemara, Lasuya Noshim, Noshim is Amos La'atzma. Do you think that women can have a zimun by themselves? Do you think that the Gemara is telling me it's a reshush? They could, or the Gemara is telling us they should? What do you think? What does Noshim is Amos La'atzma mean? What do you think? You can talk. It's okay.
Well, the thing is that the minute it becomes a reshus, then it becomes a chova.
Well, maybe.
If if you have three people who are kosher for a zimun, then you must make a zimun. You cannot opt out.
So he says, from this Gemara, if you translate the Gemara literally, to me, you'd say mezamnos means they could be mezame. And you could say also that mezamnos means that what? That they have to be. It's not really clear. If you look at Tosavis, so Tosavis explains in Maseches Erechin, it's not like you wash all the hills you die in. Okay, you can talk a little bit. It's okay. Okay. Tosavis Maseches Erechin, he says like this: Daf Gilam and Aleph, mezamnos laatzmam, shalosh nashim v'chein shalosh avodim, avol shtei nash ein mitstarfim. So it means three women, but not two women and a man. L'fishiyesh ba'anoshim. So Tos says, why is it that you can't have a zimun of two women and one man? Because you can't compare the zimun of two women and one man. Why? Because he says the chiyuv of a lady to bench is different than the chiyuv of a man to bench. Why? Because it could be that a woman is not mechuyavas to mention bris and to mention and avadim are not mechuyav to mention Eretz Yisrael. Shechav l'vaseinu. And then he goes on like this. V'tzorach lomar, according to Tosafos Maseches Erechin, the reshus hu l'nashim. It's a reshus for women. Avol chiyuv v'lecha. But it's not what? Not a chiyuv. V'teida, midikom, he says, and what's the proof he brings? So we'll see the proof in a second. So, let's look at the Gemara. The proof is in Gemara Maseches Brachas, Daf Mem Hei and Adav. And there the Gemara is asking the question. The Gemara in Daf Mem Hei is asking, well, if you have two men, can two men have a zimun? Okay, that's what the Gemara is asking. Two men have a zimun. So the Gemara is trying to bring certain rayas, whether two men can have a zimun or two men can have not have a zimun, right? So if you look at the Gemara says like this: Tashma, Noshim Mizamnos La'atzmam, V'avodim Mizamnos La'atzmam. So we see women can have a zimun by themselves, and Avodim also what can have what? Can have zimun by themselves. Noshim v'avodim muktanim im ratzu lezamen, and noshim v'avodim muktanim, they want to have zimun together v'zamen. All right, now, so Gemara asks the question: what do we see? Women can have a zimun by themselves, right? And the Gemara says v'hameya noshi k'trei gavra damyan. So 100 women are like how many men?
Two men, okay?
It's funny, because some people will tell you that having one lady in the house is like having 55 men in the house. You get things done. But halachically, this is what it means. So what does that mean? That 100 women are like two men? So Rashi points out that le'inyan chova, what does it mean? In other words, that even if you have 100 women, they're not chayav to have a zimun, right? So 100 women are not chayav to have a zimun, and still they could have a zimun. So therefore, two men who aren't chayav to have a zimun, the halacha should be also that what? They could have a zimun. In other words, since 100 ladies are like two men, there's no chayav, but they could have a zimun anyways, so two men should be able to have a zimun, even though there's no chayav. He says, that's what Rashi says. So Gemara says, no, you can't compare. Why? Shiny hosum the ika deus. By three ladies or 100 ladies, different because there are deus. What does deus mean? So Rashi says, the afal gav, the le'inyan chova, ein chayav. Even though when it comes to an obligation, an chayav, le'inyan rishus, but as far as rishus, they're better than two men. Why? Because if you talk about a group coming together as one, what's better, three or two? What's better? Three or more. Actually, Hashimi Lahod is Tvei. Because when you have three as one, it's more Oda. So therefore, even though as far as a Chiyav, two men and 100 men are the same, but as far as being separate individuals and being more of a Oda, right? Three women are definitely different, and therefore, you can't bring a Raya from there as far as two men are concerned. Okay, so that is the Shita of Rashi. So he says. So that's the way Rashi explains the Gemara. According to Rashi, the Gemara is clearly saying women are not chayavos what to be mezamen, because it says two men are like 100 women. That's according to Rashi, and that's what Tosafos Maseches Erechin holds. If there's no chiyuv for lady mezamen, but certainly if she wants, so she could. If you look at Tosafos. Of source number 9, which is Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, he says Mikan Mashma, the Noshin Yicholos Lezamin. From here, it's Mashma that women are able to zamin laatzmam. The Chain Osu Benos Rabbeinu Avraham Chamos Rabbeinu Yehuda Al Pi Avihem. So and so did the daughters of Rabbeinu Avraham, the father-in-law of Rabbi Yehuda, because of what their father, what their father said. In other words, I would imagine that it was quite, it caused quite a stir later being Mizame.
You know who these people are?
No, I don't know, but I'm sure they were Gedolei Torah. Okay. I'm supposed to mention it. But it says, they had a Masorah, they heard from their father, said it's okay. Umihu nagu ha'olam came. The olam is not knowing. So Tosha says, if it's a Rishus, and as I pointed out at the beginning of the Shir, that being Mizame is something very special, right? Why don't they do that? So what's the answer? Amayla nagu, miktani mizamnos, mashma, he says, the kamrachiyavos azamein, right? So he says, what does it mean? She says, so it's not that they're chayiv, but it means that they could, if they wanted mizamein. And he says, and he brings a raya, he says, he brings a raya from the lashon afterwards, because immediately afterwards the Gemara says, if you look again, Maseches Brachos, Noshim Vavarim Miktanim Imratzu Lizamein Eimizamnim. So the fact that it says Noshim Izamnos LaAtzman, immediately afterwards it says Noshim Vavarim Miktanim Imratzu Lizamein. So Tosfos says it must be both cases are the same, that a Noshim if they wanted Mizamin could, and Noshim Balgatanim in Ratzu if they wanted Mizamin they can't. The fact that it's mentioned one after the other, it must be a similar case, and since the second case is talking about where they want to, the first case is also talking about where they want to. So the sheet of Tosfos and Rashi is clear, there is no absolute chiyuv upon a lady to have a Zimun, but if they want to, then what? Then what? Then they are?
They can.
They can. Okay, so that is what Tosfos says. Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rosh, by the way, argue. So he goes on like this. V'nir l'mori harav. Rabbeinu Yonah says shechayavos hein lezamein. Mishun namaskon has a gemara shani hasn dike deus. See, he says Rabbeinu Yonah says, what does deus mean? Deus doesn't mean that. That there's that big chiyuv for them. They could if they want. They just mean that since there are three, there's a chiyuv. Once you have three human beings who are Jewish, there's a chiyuv. The Nira Lomar, Afal Pi Shehein Noshim, even though they're ladies, Kev and Shehein Shalosh, since there are three, Din Hu She Yasmina. What's the halacha? They should have what? They should have a zimun. The Ha'ika Gimel Deus. Abu Shnei Bnei Adam, but two Bnei Adam, the Lekha Gimel Deus, lo. He says, and since at the end of the sugya we are told on Deos, so it's mashma that the chayavos lezamein when they are shloshes. So the question is, how, if that's the case, how come the Gemara compares 100 women to two women, to two men? So I think Rishonim explained that what does it mean? That when it comes to davening in a minyan, 100 women are like what? Are like two men. Okay, those kind of chiyuvim. So, and then the Gemara says, it might be when it comes to davening in a minyan, women in a minyan, there are 100 women don't add up to almost anything when it comes to davening in a minyan. But when it comes to zimun, they do add up because they're dead. That's what you need by a zimun. Let's look at the Beis Yosef. So the Beis Yosef says in Simon Kuf Sadek Tes, O Zayin, the Mashkos Rabbeinu sheyesh meforshim l'kaim haminug that women are mezamas atzmam tayrishim ratzu amulchol v'leka. And this is what Tosfos writes. Barush docha divrei amarayim mitanya hakol chayavim bezimun. So the Rush goes ahead, and what does the Rush say? The Rush rejects it. Why? Because even though I asked you before nashim mezamas la'atzmam, but if you look at the Gemara Erechin, source number 5, daf gimel aleph, what are the first words and three words of the Gemara there? What's the first words? Hakol, yes, what does that include? Even women. But what does chayavim mean? They're obligated. So the Yochanan Rosh says, of course they're obligated, like Rabbeinu Yonah says. Yivchenech Rabbeinu Yonah, gam shem l'chayz l'zimun. And the smag, the smag says, hakol chayavim noshim. Okay, now, so the question is, so how does that work? Because in the Gemara, in Maseches Brachos, it's implied that Noshim Mazanos La'atzon is Rishus. So what's the answer? So according to Rabbeinu Yonah and according to the Rosh, it's not a Rishus. So Noshim Mazanos La'atzon means that what? That they have to bench. But have a coin Tosis and Rashi? So it depends. If a lady is eating with men and there are three men there and there's a Zimun, then ladies are chayav to join the Zimun. They can't say, okay, I'm in the kitchen, I'm talking to my friends. When the men are having the zimun, what do they have to do? They have to come back. They have to come back. And if, and he says, and what happens if, let's say, for example, you know, you're in a, you're a woman in a Hasidisha house where the Rebbe is in town, and every and the Rebbe and the guys go to finish the meal by the Rebbe for the Tish, and they bench there. So then, that's a little bit of a problem, by the way. But if there are three women that are left, they have to have a zimun by themselves. They have to, according to all the shittas. So in other words, it's very important for a lady, you should know, you shouldn't think that, you know, if you're benching, and your wife says, I'm busy, right? She has to be there for benching, according to all the shittas.
Should they go to
the Tish? No. I talked to the Rebbe about
this
that.
This also applies to...
the question
where
the bench should go to the Tish.
What?
Children in elementary school, whatever.
I'm not sure about that. I mean, it's an issue of chinuch, but I'm not so sure. Okay, let's go on. Now, so if you turn the page, so the Rambam says, source number 12, Hilchos Brachos, Perek Halacha Zayin, Noshim Viktanim is on the lehem, but they mizamim themselves. All right, and he says, but you shouldn't have a chavur of Noshim Avonim. So he says, the bottom line is the Rambam seems Lashon, Avol Nashim is Amos Latzmam. So it seems that the Rambam also holds that what? That
they
certainly can, and you could go either way. So how does
this... This is preachers. Noshim Avonim is preachers, or Noshim themselves is preachers.
So he says, Noshim and Vatanim can be preached together. That's the preacher.
So you need three to make preachers.
No, because if you have a Vatan there, right? If a Vatan, it's they can act very inappropriately. Let's go on. Now, he's talking about what the Gemara says. Let's go on. All right? So the Gemara says, then the Halacha says in Siman Kuf Tzadik Tes, how do we paskin? Simon Kuk Tzadik Tes of Zion, Noshim Zamnos La'atzmon, Rishus. Avo Kishochas and Noshim Chayovos, V'yotzes V'zimun Shalonu. He says, and then the Ramah adds, even though they don't understand it. So, the ladies eat with others, the halacha is, what do they have to do? They have to go ahead, they have to participate. Now, if you look at the Gra, in Simon Kuk Tzadik Tes of Zion, the Gra says, I don't understand. What do you mean it's a reshus for them? The Gemara in Erechin says, I call Chayovim. He quotes the Smag, that the Om Chayovim, when they're eating with three men. He says, however, it's a dochak, and the Gross says, the Divrei Rosh Iker, V'chein Kastor V'Niona, that women who eat by themselves, like Burah by themselves, three women should definitely have a Zimun. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah says, so the question is, how do we explain Tosavis and Rashi? Why shouldn't women have a Zimun by themselves? Why shouldn't they have a Chiyuv? So the answer is, and this is very important, is because Chazal did not want to go ahead and force women to have a Zimun. Why not? Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Simon Kuvtzai Tes Sivka and Tes Zayin. Hatam, the Rosh Chavim Hatalem, Chiyuv, Berchaz Mazun. He says, B'Shem Mefatam, Mishun Jain, Motsi Kol Kashi, B'Kiyuv, Berchaz Zimun. Right? In other words, they didn't know so much in those days, okay? So therefore, Chazal did not want to force them to have a Zimun. All right? Now let me ask you a question. So if Chazal would have been around today, where everyone uses a bencher, what would Chazal have said, according to that? They should. Now, the fact is, according to those shittas, we can't change. Chazal did not say they're chayiv, they're not chayiv. But the fact that Chazal would have said it, and the fact that they could do it, it's a rishus. So, it implies that, yes, the best thing is for them to have zim by themselves.
So, in other words, according to the Mishnah, the Herald of the Mishnah Berurah here is that in the time of Chazal, and perhaps for many hundreds of years, women were not competent enough to say Birkat HaMazon for themselves.
Certainly Birkat HaZimun.
So then what did they do when there was no Zimun for them to be reliant?
I'm not sure. He used the word Birkat HaZimun. I'm not exactly sure what happened. But I guess, you know, I'm not sure what they did necessarily. I'm not sure what they did, how they did it. It's a good question. It's a difficult question. But he just says that I hear the question, but they weren't able to do Birkat HaZimun. I don't know exactly know why. Maybe they're nervous to say it out loud. I don't know why. But certainly, from here, it seems that even though she just said a holder's no chiyuv, it seems that today, when they can do a zimun, right, it seems they really should. Now,
maybe the brocha, they
Wait, if there's one.
I don't know.
He says
actually shavikios virkas hazimun. It could be that they went ahead and they knew. They went ahead and they knew Berchas HaMazon. That's Michael saying, and they didn't know Berchas HaZimun. Now, what does that mean? We'll discuss this after, please. I want to finish. All right, let's discuss this after. Please hold questions until later. We'll have to ask questions later. Let's finish up. So, source number 14. So, here's the Piskei Tshuvas. So, the Piskei Tshuvas says that he said when women eat with men, they're chayavos. And the Yotze with Arziman, and therefore every Yari Shemayim should teach the Bnei Beso, they should hear the Zimun, and they should answer after them. Okay, because they're Chayim when you everybody. And he says, and even when there are two tables, okay, because it could be in certain families, I'm just saying that maybe the men eat at one table, another table, no reason for comments now, let's go on. He says, because there's other Tzirufim, right? And he says, and therefore he says, it's usher for men to go off and have their own Zimun when there are ladies there, because then they all will join the Zimun, and they have a Chavah Zimun. He says, and he says like this, he says, Vinei b'kerev rabim, he says, v'tovim, we don't have a little machbet on this. And we find that many men will leave their party, right, the meal, and they'll go to finish the suda by the Rebbe. Or they'll go to Simchas Nesuin or Asunas Merayim. And the Nushin in their house will bench about a Zimun, right? He says, and he says, we find many Limudis Chus for this, and Hanach Lam Yisrael. However, those who are machbid should stay at the table until after Birchas HaMazon. Now, I want to finish up with one point. Here I have the Bnei Halacha. Here's a question. So here's a question that's clear. I've said this in my house for sure. It doesn't happen that often. I remember once for sure it happened. I was sick with the flu, and it was, this goes back years and years and years. And my sister-in-law was studying here in Israel, and my wife has a course in the house, and my sister-in-law has a few friends over, and they had a Zimun, because there are only ladies at the table. That's the halacha. That's the good thing to do. You might have to do it at a Zimun. So the question comes like this. What happens, all right, if you're sitting at the table, all right, and it happens, let's say an example. It happens that you're the only man at the table, and your wife has two friends over, or you have two daughters over. And then they have a Zimun. Can they have a Zimun? And number two is, once they have a Zimun, can you stay there? And can you answer? Okay, so let's see what the Pnei Halacha says. Okay, Pnei Halacha, I got it off the site in the computer. It's actually in the book also. It's in the book on the Brachas here. So he says, V'im achlu shalosh nashim yachad. So the Chavan did not make a chiyuv lezamein. He says, because he said like this. V'zos mishum shenot. This answers the question, Pinchas. Mishum shenoshim rabos. Many women in those days lo yodu heitiv et birchas hamazon. The chelkon hayu mistavkos. The bracha ketzara, they would say a bracha ketzara, the lashona, the makom levarach, as of birchas hamazon, they said a very short bracha, ulechein letzolcham lehosiv aleim odchov, chiyuv. The apple pikein, kishesholosh noshim yoshvos yachad lecho, mitzvah shivarchu be zimun. And one difference it makes is that when a lady has zimun, they should not use the word olakein, even if they're a ten there. The ashiva poel, he says, noshim rabos lo nogu lezame, Kosful kamen dole aposkim shenochem lobet noshim shizmizim zamnu. You should push them. Va'avim yesham geber ushnayim. Even if there are three ladies and two men, ainon shrich zimanu lizame. That shouldn't stop them. The halacha is still the halacha. Va'agvar shenimsu sham shrich lano sachri shem zamnu. And the halacha says that the women that are there should answer the women, because how can he be sitting there? Right? He can't be yotzi with their benching, but they're going ahead and they're praising Hashem together. And what's he going to say? Oh, those are ladies. I can't join in. Well, I understand. There's a grouping that brings the Kodesh Baruch Hu together. The Rebbe Lamed says, "Im achlu kizayis so shasu revius yano kenusa chazimun." The low. And if you didn't anything, but the women are there and they're benching, you should answer like someone who's at a zimun that didn't eat these. It's baruch and baruch for the mavoed. And he goes on. He says, if you look at the footnotes, the Amen Neil and Nashim Lizan and Machmashesh Gvarim, the Chain Kasa Balichos Besa, who says this? He says, it's a move on that even men should answer. And then he quotes the Shulchan Harav, which I looked up. I didn't think it was so clear from there. Zimun shall not shall not jana mana chavrach shall isha. So I want to say a few things, okay? So
this is the Hemshek Rav.
Yeah, he has footnotes in the bottom. Okay. So before I finish up, I conclude. I want to say a few points. And point number one is should a person go ahead and do that? So again, when it comes to questions like this, obviously you have to deal with the reality, okay? And this, by the way, could freak some people out, okay? So even though it's the proper thing, you don't want to,
you have to be aware.
There's a term that young kids use today, it's called bug out. You don't want anybody to bug out, okay? That's, even though it's the proper thing to do. You have to know who your crowd is. Let me give you an explanation what that means. Many, many years ago, I told this story over. So I had to be in Chicago for a wedding of a student of mine. He asked me to spend Shabbos with him at his cousin's house in Skokie. It was a very big house, okay? Well, I was in a big house. So, when people are on the roof, there'll be one staircase going upstairs, and one staircase going downstairs, and one staircase going nowhere. This house had two staircases at both ends of the house. It was a movie room, and a very nice couple, Friday night, the man made kiddush, all right? And the lady, then they put the chal in front of me to make a motzi. So I said to them, I'm not making a motzi. So the lady says to me, if you don't make a motzi, I'll make a motzi. So I said, I don't care, you can make a motzi. The Gemara says that the Baal HaBayis should make a motzi, so I'm not going to make a motzi in the Gemara. You want to make a motzi, it's not a problem for me. So afterwards, she explained to me that she makes a motzi. And when she obviously, as I said, they do a lot of philanthropy, because if you have two staircases in the house, you don't have to. So, and they have a lot of shivas come to their house, and they feel very uncomfortable. So they give them to make a motzi. But I don't care. I want to follow what the Gemara says. So it doesn't, there are some people who it bothers. They didn't bother me. So obviously some people might be bothered by it. Okay? So that's point number one. However, this is the proper thing to do. God bless Shemiti. However, the next question is so intent to me. Well, I don't understand. Don't you feel it's quite controversial? Slippery slope. You're giving in a little bit. So I said, this is the halacha. Minhage Beit HaKnesset, my father told me, you got to be very careful about, okay? This is not a Beit Knesset, this is in the house. We're worried about a slippery slope in a Beit Knesset, what's going to happen, right? And therefore, it's not a problem, okay? That's point number two, all right? I would just make. And point number three, okay? Point number three, I recognize that people might be very uncomfortable. And be honest with you, if I was having a crowd at my house and there weren't three men there, I might have to see who the crowd was, all right? Okay. There's no question in my mind that if it was my wife and two daughters or other family members, I wouldn't have a problem at all, because it's family and based on the ritzvah, right, it shouldn't be an issue based on that, to put it all together. So the bottom line is, again, this is not something which a person, I don't use the word has to do. It seems the proper thing to do. Yeshiva Shlomo Zalman Orbach says it. But you have to know what your crowd is, right? And keep that in mind. And I'm not here to make, I want to hear the Shlomo comes to me in Shul and Shabbos and says, my husband said that we have to have a zimun, and when we're three ladies there, I don't like that. I'm not saying anything.
So
the bottom line is, I would just say that it's certainly the proper thing to do. And but it's important to recognize the crowd. It's the proper thing to do if they don't want to do it, right? There's what to rely on. And I'll go ahead and say that even though Rabbeinu Yonah says they're chayiv, and the Rosh says they're chayiv, and the Gros says they're chayiv, the Shulchan Aruch holds that it's a rishus, right? And bottom line is, we go like the Shulchan Aruch. So therefore, if someone feels uncomfortable, I wouldn't push it.